Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How about this? Noel, Noel. Boom.
Right Noel.
Okay, first.
Noel.
What?
Fuck,
what are you,
what was that?
What you mean that was? That was on the house. That's what that was. That was my gift to you and your team. You're welcome.
You know what that was? That's like when you go to a restaurant and you tell them it's your birthday, you think they're going to bring out some cake or, you know, like a banana split or something like that, and they bring you some fucking, what's the, like, tapioca shit. He'd be like, I didn't, nobody asked for this. If you don't have cake, just say that. Don't lead. Birthday implies cake. If you don't have the chocolate cake, don't bring.
Everybody gets cake. Everybody gets chocolate cake, but they don't get the chocolate vocals.
Oh, my God.
No,
man, come on, man. I do this all day, man.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Wording is Harder. I'm your host to hear more. Today, I have a really good friend with me, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, he's a veteran, okay? Let's just get that out the gate already. He looks like he's like 30 years old, but he's a veteran, okay? He put in his time to represent this country, did his service, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, we got a comedian, actor, producer, and content creator, Mr. Donald. I almost said Glover. Don't tell me, because
this is my best friend, everybody. This is my best friend since childhood. We grew up together in the streets of St. Louis and Cincinnati. And, yeah, he means a lot to me. His grandmother made this sweater for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize. I just woke up from a nap.
Oh, no.
Mr. Donald George. Bah, 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 bah.
Bah, 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 bah. Bah, 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 bah. Best friends.
Listen, I've been trying to get Donald on the show for a while, but he's been busy.
I was asleep.
What cartoon character did they say you look like?
Which cartoon character do I not look like? God damn. I mean, throughout my life? I mean, depends. Like, you're talking about Garfield, though. I know you're talking about Garfield. I was trying to avoid it. I was trying my best to avoid it. Oh, my God.
Listen, when you first posted it, I was like, well, I'll be damned. He really does look like Garfield. It's so uncanny, but it's crazy because I've seen so many people that look like me now.
Yep.
Within the last couple years, and I was growing up, I was like, where are the rest of the black people with freckles? I was getting, just destroyed on a daily basis at school. Daily basis. It was a horrible experience, and now everybody's popping out the woodworks with freckles and ginger hairs. Oh, wait, really? Where the fuck were y'all at, man? Where were y'all at? All right? School was horrible for you, boy.
Who's the worst person that ever said you look like?
Here's the thing. It's not the worst person, but it's like, never even thought about that. CeeLo Green.
CeeLo?
They said I'm built like CeeLo, and at one point I did the ball thing. I got short arms. They called me a T-Rex. So they called me CeeLo before. So
let me see. In my life, I've heard Garfield. It sucks because the Garfield thing was so crazy because I was at a club and the girl saw me from across the room, and I'm like, oh, I'm about to bag this.
Yes, sir.
You only got to do one thing. It's not, don't fuck it up.
Right.
Don't fuck
this
up. And she walked across the club, across the bar in front of my boys and said, you look like Garfield.
Wow.
And finished her life. Just continued on with her life.
Wow.
And I ain't been the same since. I haven't had lasagna since that day. It was my favorite dish growing up. And now I don't know what to eat during my sad times. And I'm sad a lot more. So if I ever see that girl again, you owe me an apology so I can get my life back.
There you go. I'm
trying to reclaim my time.
Get your life back in order.
I've heard that. Cookie Monster. Grimace.
Oh, that's just me.
Snuffleupagus.
I never saw Grimace until you just said it right now, but that's just me.
Anything with a certain level of eyeness.
Yes, it's the eyes.
And darkness, I've heard.
It's the eyes. Yeah, it really is the eyes. Because when you posted that picture next to, like, that mummy doing his eyes, like, bulging his eyes like that, and you were right next to it, like,
yeah, because of.
Yo. Me and my cousin.
That's Cuzzo. I like your boy. Shout out to Boney T. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Boney T.
Yo. How were you in school?
I thought I was good.
Mm. What did your grades think?
Oh, my grades think, oh, you better go to the Army.
Yeah.
And so, that's what I did. That's 100%. I thought I was good. I mean, the trip to the principal's office probably suggested otherwise. But then ultimately, like you legally, you ain't even supposed to graduate with a 1.9.
Oh, is that what you had?
I had a 1.9. I started my senior year with like a 3.4, which was decent. But then that's around the time you become a senior. So
yeah.
Like,
so you got senioritis.
More popular with the girls.
Every right. Time
I met, my shit went down. My GPA went down. So by the time I got to like the spring when it was time to graduate, like I was like, yeah, 1.9. This ain't even legal. But I had
that, you get that just for writing your name on the paper.
Apparently, I couldn't even do that.
Shit.
And so my teacher was like, yeah, I'm a pass you so you don't come back. And
Jesus Christ. And now we're
here.
I'm gonna pray for better people in your life because that girl from the club and that teacher right
Seriously.
There just did not see the best in you.
I'm off to a fantastic start.
I don't like it. I don't know. You're gonna put some respect on Donald George's name.
Absolutely.
Okay? I gave him his credits, but I also forgot to put he's also, I don't wanna say fashion designer, but he's also like a clothing and styling designer. He has some amazing merch called Friends Don't Let Friends. Dream Alone.
Oh, you weren't talking about this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was going to pull them in with this and close it with that, but yeah.
No,
yeah.
No, that's what we're not. This is just in the spirit. This is just in the spirit of Christmas. yeah, but very dope merch. Tell them about the merch, man, because that's, I went online and actually bought, and usually you go to support your friends,
100%.
But like I went online and I actually read everything. I was like, this is super dope. So I was like, I gotta get more than just a t-shirt. So tell them about the merch, man.
Well, I started merching a couple years ago, and the whole idea from Friends Don't Let Friends Dream Alone came from just what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, living out here or pretty much everywhere you go, you got a lot of those people who say they're your friend, but you know, ain't really with the shits, and you know, when it's time to be with the shits. And then over the years, I had to learn who was real and who was like, you know, just an associate. And then, you know, when you start telling people your goals and your dreams, you know who show up for you.
Yeah, listen.
And next thing
you start doing those bringer shows when you first start doing comedy.
100%.
Let me tell you something. That first show, people gonna show up. Most of them there to see you fail. They know you're gonna crash and burn.
Boy, they got side bets on you. They got side bets on you on shots. On dinner, like, oh, I know him. He's silly. He ain't funny. We about to find
out. He's silly. He ain't funny. That's a big thing.
That's a big thing.
A lot of y'all be thinking y'all funny. You make your family laugh and all of that, doing little silly stuff. That's silly. Funny is something different. You can make a whole room of strangers laugh doing these
complete
shit that
strangers.
You do. That's different. Silly and funny, that's a very good point.
And so, I made some people some money. I lost some people some money. That's a part of the struggle. We out here, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got paid. Somebody didn't. Whatever. You shouldn't have been betting on me, motherfucker.
Thought we were friends.
You know what I'm saying? That's what your ass get.
You let me dream alone, motherfucker?
Yeah.
But check out the merch, man. They got t-shirts. They got long sleeves. They got hoodies. They got bag, tote bags. That's what I grab. I grab a t-shirt and a merch bag. Tote bag. Mm-hmm. And then I'm a big fan of it. I'm a big fan of it. All right. So basically, we got 5 rounds of complete awesomeness. All right,
complete
you're gonna
awesomeness.
Do fantastic. It's not like regular school. Just
You
know, just gonna touch on a couple things here and there. Okay. We got Maya back here, who's gonna be the instructor.
Hello,
she's
gonna
let us know if we are
you look like
correct.
The teacher that failed me.
Let's hope it doesn't repeat.
Oh shit!
Now I'm concerned.
She's no nonsense. I'm gonna be like,
she's
you know.
No nonsense.
She is no nonsense, and this is what you're gonna get the entire time. That smug look, glasses over the nose, just not here for the bullshit.
Very judgmental.
Very judgmental.
For no reason.
For no reason. She just wakes up with her fist balled up. She goes to sleep watching Forensic Files, wakes up and chooses violence every goddamn day.
Just the ID channel. She's just the walk-in ID channel.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. So 5 rounds. Maya's going to keep us on track. Let us know if we're correct or completely incorrect.
All right.
Then we got a bonus round, which I'll get into more when we get closer to it. But
all right,
it's pretty straight to the point. Ready to get it going?
Yeah, hold on. You know.
Are you just gonna try to?
It's big boy season, so
you gonna try to throw both of them thighs in the
ring? All right,
that desk is flammable.
Yeah,
that's a lot of heat coming off that undercarriage. I feel it from here.
This sweater flame retarded, so we have to thank. This is the 50 Cent Christmas sweater. You know what I'm saying? Flame retardant, bulletproof. You know what I'm
saying? It's for the Army. It's the Army decor.
The Army testing is right now. You know what I'm saying? Getting ready for the...
They have, you are the R&D?
We will not lose another soldier in this motherfucker. You can bet the five on that.
So. Oh, well, let's go ahead and get it going. Let me get these naps. Round one. Round one. And just to give you a heads up, these are all Christmas themed questions in the spirit of Christmas, obviously.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Yeah. So we're going to get it going. So basically, I'm going to go first. I'm going to basically just pull the card underneath my top card and put it on first, and this I'm just going to rock the whole time. Here we go. Pronounce this word. A-B-E-I-S. A-B-E-I-S. Abis.
That was it? You was done?
That's the word right there. All right, so, no, it's for me. This one's for me. And then you gonna go. Yeah, so. The word A-B-A-B-S-A-B-A-B-S-A-B. I'm gonna go with A-Bice.
No, sorry to hear. You were closer with A-B-S. It's either A-B-S or A-B-S.
IB's that nigga named Lou that like that? Is that how you use it in a sentence? Is that where that word came from? I never heard that before.
There's so many words out here that I've never heard. There's so many words that don't follow the English rules for vocabulary. Uh-huh. The whole I before E except at the C thing. It's like 900 fucking words that say fuck this rule.
Right.
Putting
right.
this E before the C.
E before the C.
Yeah. I mean, E before the I.
Yep.
You know what? Fuck you, dumb.
Uh-huh.
This is why you got a 1.9.
This is why I got a
1.9. This is why you got it, because you ain't worried about what you got going on
what
over here.
What I got going on over here?
You over here cracking jokes and shit.
Nah, I'm just, you know, I'm just a-beezing and a-bizing and just following the rules.
Use this sentence to figure out the definition. All right. Can you help me? I'm looking for an abs this year, the biggest you've got. I'm looking for an abs this year. The biggest you got. That could mean so many things. Like, I mean, if you just put it, you could say this if you're walking into a sex store. You know, if abs was that type of, you know, toy, device, you know. Okay. This sentence didn't happen at all, Maya. I just want to let you know. This was all the bullshit. Can you help me? I'm looking for an abs this year. The biggest you got.
Wow.
Is this another word for dictionary? Is it like a thesaurus or something?
No, to hear.
Okay. All right. I don't know why I thought bookstore, but what is it?
It's a tree. Christmas tree.
Nah.
Fir tree.
Nah. I need to see pictures. I read a lot of picture books growing up, and I need pictures.
You know what? If this is what that means, this is exactly why they don't call it that. Because abs is a stupid-ass word.
Right.
Yeah. Let's go get an abs tree. Stupid. Stupid. Get you a Douglas fir, and you'll be just damn fine.
All right? It
Douglas
is a
got
fir.
Them for the low, too. Douglas got them furs
yeah,
for the low.
Yeah, Douglas fir got
you
them for the low.
It's wintertime.
I hear you saying it is a fir, but I ain't never seen this word next to anything concerning furs. Douglas or otherwise. Okay?
It's the proper name.
All right, you know what? It's your turn.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
First one from the bottom?
No. It's right after the top card.
Okay.
Right after that top card. There you go. You can just do it like that. Yeah, that works out. And you got the nerve to get upset that I ain't figure it out.
My mama gonna watch this?
She might.
Okay. Pronounce this word.
Uh-huh.
Colon. E-C-C-L-E-S-I-A-S-T-I-C-A-L. E-C-C. I had a hard time spelling it, looking at it. E-C-C-L-E-S-I-A-S-T-I-C-A-L. I know the last part is Tikal.
There you go.
From Method Man.
That's Method Man. Tikal. So. Tikal.
X.
You know it's real when you close the eyes.
I know, right?
He closed his eyes and said it under his breath. He is trying. You gotta give him that. He's trying.
Ex-lestical?
No.
Can I try one more time?
Sure.
Ex-lestical?
No.
Nah, that's still wrong.
I figured if I said it once with the same with more confidence, it'd be right.
Yeah. Even though she had already told you you were wrong, you went confidently more. You doubled down with the wrong answer.
Ecclesia? Nah, I'm about to bite my tongue. I'm about to bite my damn tongue. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Was that a word that made you bite your tongue?
Yeah, that's about to hurt.
Okay. All right. So flip the card over, and then you're going to get the next instruction that will hopefully help you figure it out.
It's pronounced ecclesiastical.
Oh,
and we've all heard that. We've heard that before.
I ain't heard that.
You never heard ecclesiastical?
Ecclesiastical?
Yeah.
Is that like in a T.I. Christmas album or something like that? I'm from Madical, Spatical, Ecclesiastical.
That is one of his words.
That is a T.I. word.
Yeah.
Smoking on the B.S. Because you don't see us. And that's
you brought that right back.
You know what I'm saying?
You said it wrong. You said it.
Did I?
Yeah.
I did it wrong. It's just
ecclesiastical.
And Abias.
Abias.
Or Abias. Yeah. You good.
I'm good enough. I'm 1.9. I'm doing my absolute best. I could have stayed asleep. I should have stayed asleep.
I'm not gonna tell people it's after 1 p.m. on a Wednesday. If you still sleep after 1 p.m., unless you're working nights, Donald, we got to talk, okay? Get you out the house.
Man, ecclesiastical? Yeah. I said it right that time?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got to use this sentence to help you find the... Oh, I was supposed to read this myself. Yeah, okay. Boy, we in for... Boy, whew.
Seducing.
I might not be welcome home for Christmas after this. Ms. Rowland, my English teacher, if you watching this, you failed me. You failed me a lot.
I feel like Ms. Rowland would have told you about ecclesiastical.
No, she... Yeah.
I feel like that's...
All right, this is the sentence. I have to keep my regular playlist separate from my ecclesiastical playlist, or I could get run out of church again.
Uh-huh.
Is this a church word?
It is.
It is a church word?
Yes.
I got kicked out of church.
You gonna give them just church word? You gonna give it to them on just, is this a church word? That's what you gonna do right now?
Related to church.
All right. You know what?
It's a church word.
This is in the Bible, huh?
No, it's anything that has to do with church, so.
The Bible.
Well, yeah, Ecclesiastics.
I wanna challenge Maya right now. This is.
It's a book of the Bible.
This is the biblical playlist. From Motown. This is Motown.
You see the confidence now?
I had to adjust the chair. You see, when the chair rides, so do my confidence, baby. As the desk rides, so do my confidence. That's going to look terrible for the kids. That's not going to go well. That's...
All right. So you're going to give them that little punk-ass half credit.
Uh-huh.
On, is this a church word? All right. Yeah, I got to deal with it. Even on the holidays, I get no gifts. You understand me? Nothing.
My brother is a deacon in the church. I'm sorry.
I just want to let you know that, I mean, you didn't put Book of Ecclesiastics and Ecclesiastical together. You didn't do that immediately at all for somebody whose brother is a deacon.
Oh, okay.
Just want to throw that out there. No judgment, because that ain't my place. I ain't God, but I just want to let you know. He saw you, was like, really, nigga?
That's probably what he said right now. So he can't see this. My mama can't see this.
Mm-hmm.
My brother can't see this.
My God already saw it.
My God, yeah.
He's all knowing, all seeing it all the time.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yep.
You were trying, and he was just like, what's my man's doing right now, bro?
A whole lot of nothing.
I gave you my eyes, bro. You just not going to use them? All right, fine. Here we go.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We talk about BetterHelp a lot on this show, and this month we're discussing some of the stigmas around mental health. For example, some people wait until things become unbearable before seeking therapy. Therapy is a tool that you can utilize to help you avoid some of those lows. Many of us have been taught that mental health should not be a part of normal life. But look, we take care of our bodies at the gym, by going to the doctor, and by looking after what we eat. Mental health shouldn't be any different. We should be focusing on our minds just as much. It is my personal belief that getting your mind and your emotions under control is the most important thing that you can do for yourself. If BetterHelp will help you do that, why not check it out? BetterHelp is custom online therapy that offers phone, video, and even live chats with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Wording is Hard listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/wording. That's BetterHelp.com/wording.
Find the odd man out. Two of these words are synonyms, the other is not. Which one is the odd man out? A, stellar. B, astral. Is that astral?
Astral.
Oh. C, terrestrial.
D, to hear.
No, we'll see. First of all,
he's the odd man out of these. Where I can tell.
There's no need to do that.
Anybody,
what you doing right
smoked.
There? Okay. All right. So stellar could be like interstellar. It could deal with space, or it could also mean stellar, like you're doing a stellar job.
It's a good beer.
That's a different stella. That's just with the A on it.
Well, no, you just it's called a stella. You just say it fast and a stella.
Nope, it's Stella Artois.
Let me get a stella.
Yeah, see, you don't hear the R on that. This is stellar.
But it's, you know.
No.
See,
1.9.
I'm going to tell you where it started.
Let me tell you what you're not going to do is give me no advice.
We fought for the hard R.
Mm-hmm.
And so they removed it.
You won't bring nigga.
Stella. Stella.
B, astral. I feel like that has something to do with all of this too, but like, nah. And terrestrial, I feel like that is just like a, that's just alien. That definitely has to do with. So I'm gonna go with B.
No.
Why? Wait, how in the fuck?
The first two have to do with the stars.
Yep.
And terrestrial, terra, land. So extraterrestrial is away from the Earth. So terrestrial is of the Earth and of our land.
E.T. Tahir got it wrong.
You're having way too much fun right now
mm-hmm.
for somebody that's got this desk on their legs the entire time. I want to let you know that.
I want to be
He's a true comedian. Because comedians live and die in the bit.
No, I
the
want fact to be comfortable.
That we are almost halfway through the show and this desk has not come off. Commitment. You understand me?
Well, because I'm in school and you know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, because I want to be focused.
Had you focused like this in high school, you wouldn't did that 1.9. You would have capped at 3.4.
He might got a point.
Yeah, ain't no might to it.
He might got a point.
Make a sentence about your lovely competitor using all three words.
Mm.
All right. While Donald may have aspirations that are quite stellar, even astral, most think that his career won't get more than terrestrial level.
Okay. I got a sentence. I went down to the bar called Astral and had a Stella with Tahir, and we got drunk, and I kicked his ass, and his head hit on the terrestrial.
I don't think that's how you use terrestrial right there.
Bet the five. Anybody want to bet the five? Bet the five.
When you say bet the five with as much confidence you did, what you thought, you'd be like, wait, can you use
that? I'm trying to tell you.
Can you use terrestrial?
I'm trying
like
to
that?
Tell you.
It's an adjective here.
So yours has to be something that describes something.
So first off, what's an adjective? Don't even come at me like that.
Adjective describes something. Like
that's I describe kicking your ass.
No,
at
no,
the
no.
Bar.
Like that's a small sweater vest. Small would be the adjective. Mm-hmm. It's describing the sweater vest.
Okay.
It's too late. Ah, I got half credit. Maya, it's your turn, Donald.
It's your turn. You'll have a chance to make a sentence,
I got a turn?
Too. Yes.
All right. It's on.
You petty. Oh, I'll be goddamn, you so petty.
Yep.
I had to stop inviting you to places. I was petty. I had no idea.
Find the odd man out. Two of these words are synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
The other is not. Which one is the odd man out?
Why did so many of your faces look so character-like?
Because synonym is when they're similar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, bet. Sure. All right.
You know what's funny? When you read it, I was like, you gotta know what synonym is. Man. And I didn't say anything.
We didn't synonym in the army, you know what I'm saying? We didn't synonym, you know what I'm saying?
That's not true at all.
We did not synonym in the army.
Your uniform is like synonym, it's similar. You're all a uniform.
That's why we call it uniform.
Okay.
We didn't say everybody get in the same synonym and get ready for formation. We did not say that. We said get in uniform.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
But aren't you guys always in uniform anyway? If you're not in like your field fatigues, then you just have to have on like the bottoms and your shirt tucked in. That's still your uniform, right?
It's still in uniform.
Okay.
Yep. And we were stellar. So which one is the odd man out? Yule? Vernal or Vernal? Noel. I know a nigga named Noel.
You!
Right? Copy my whole flow. You. Vernal. Is it Vernal or Vernal? Do we know this?
Vernal.
Vernal? Like, hey, Vern.
What was that from?
Ernest.
Mr. Ernest. Ernest with the hat. Hey, Vern.
Hey, Vern.
Skinny dude, man. So that was a good movie.
So Vern, Vernal, Ernest did a Christmas special.
Let me tell you something. You put a whole lot of time.
So that's in there.
It's just some shit that ain't going to help you.
Yule.
Mm-hmm. Was made popular by an early 2000s rapper.
Right.
Mid-2000s rapper.
Just like Yule lose this match.
Oh, shit. Shit.
Noel, you, Noel, and Vernal. I'm gonna say the odd man out is Vernal.
Correct.
I'm out.
I mean, that was fucking easy.
It ain't
Yule time, and what's the other one? Noel.
Noel.
Oh, Noel. No, y'all be giving him my opponents the easy shit.
Wait. Was that a challenge?
Huh?
Noel.
Oh, you don't want to see these pipes, my boy.
Whenever you ready, bro.
Okay, well, go ahead and finish the thing, and then we're going to... Okay. Then I'm going to hit
There's
you with a little
this?
Buzzer. Gotta flip it over.
I'll just let you know that Vernal means springtime.
Springtime.
Okay.
Okay. Where? What do they say to that?
The Vernal Equinox.
Don't nobody go to that damn gym. Don't nobody go to that gym. Can't nobody afford that gym but Vernal and his two friends.
Tons
That's it.
Of terrestrial environments use...
Exactly. Exactly.
Use Vernal on a daily basis, sir. Okay?
And, you know, and they chew on Abias for because they're... Whatever. Make a sentence about your lovely competitor using all three words.
Do your best, Donald George.
All right. I said...
Mm-hmm.
Why
are you sounding like a battle rapper?
Hey, no, yo. Y'all said give me a beat.
Hey, yo. I said.
Uh-huh. I'm going to kick you like a mule till you'll fall, hit the ground, because I take no L's. And you're going to have to hibernate and think about this L you just took until... The Vernal season.
Did you use Noel in there?
Yeah, I said, I'm winning, I ain't taking no L's.
He did say that. He used it in a wordplay type of reference, and I don't know if we're going to allow that, because if I had did that shit, let me tell you something, Tony would be shaking the fucking camera because his head be shaking so hard.
Okay, so I got to try another sentence?
I mean, use them in the correct...
Because I'm going to be all the way honest.
Yeah.
That was fucking fire.
I mean, it was impressive. It was impressive. I'm going to win because I take no L's. I see what you did there.
I did.
I was following.
Okay, so Noel enjoyed the Yule time until it was the Vernal season.
Technically, yes.
Come on now, holla at your boy. Come on, holla at your boy.
I'm gonna holler at you, all right?
You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm like, put the goddamn death stamp down, because I feel like it's giving them help.
You know what I'm saying? We out here. You know what I'm saying? Because champions rise.
All right.
In the fourth quarter.
Here we go.
You ready, Maya?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna back me up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No! She's not gonna back. I don't even know why you believed her when she said that.
Y'all lucky I don't know the rest of the words this time.
Well, it repeats itself. It's Noel, Noel.
Oh, it's one word.
Noel.
Okay.
Okay. Nah, nobody's gonna join in on that. We're gonna be okay. We're gonna be all right.
Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated. So this holiday, when you give Bombas to someone on your list, you're also giving them to someone in need. It's a give-give. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes that you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, and tagless, and has a luxurious and cozy feel. They're made from super soft materials like merino wool, pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy winter layers. There's a pair of Bombas socks for everything you do. They come in performance styles for every sport, holiday styles for when you're feeling festive, and lots more. Bombas t-shirts are made with thoughtful design features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, and the perfect weight so they hang just right. Bombas underwear has a barely there feel, with second skin support that might make you forget they're even there, in a good way. Bombas are the coziest gift for everyone on your list, and thanks to their festive gift boxes, you don't even wrap them. All you have to do is the giving. Socks, underwears, t-shirts are the three most requested items at homeless shelters. In that order. That's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. Bombas are made to be the perfect gift and made to give back to those in need. So happy giving. Go to bombas.com/wording to get 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/wording for 20% off. Bombas.com/wording.
Spot the fake. This is one of my favorite and most hated ones at the same time.
Spot the fake.
One of the words in the sentence is not a real English word. The rest are. Which one is fake? Here is the passage or the sentence. He had no idea about the old world tradition of listening for the blathering animals at midnight while imbibing?
Imbibing?
What?
Imbibing?
Imbibing on a glass of Ellard?
Ellard?
Ellard. So the words in question would be blithering.
Blethering.
Blethering. Shit. Whatever. Okay. They all fake. Fuck it. Imbibing.
Imbibing.
Imbibing. Wow. Imbibing. And Ellard.
Ellard.
Shit.
Man.
Maya, just say all three words again so I know.
I'll read the sentence.
Okay, please.
He had no idea about the old world tradition of listening for the blethering animals at midnight while imbibing on a glass of Ellard.
You know what? She says it so well because...
And that's why I got trust issues right there.
Yeah.
Because something in there is fake, but she made it seem so real.
She creates the fucking sentences, so of course she's going to say the fake word like it's a real word, man. She does that shit so well. It bothers me to no end.
How does she do it?
She does that shit so
well. So well.
I walk right into that shit. I mean, mouth open and everything. So well. Bah! Oh. That was good, Donald George.
Oh, man, it was great.
All right. And he's so humble.
Good. No, you're good.
Fuck you, man.
You know what I'm saying? You think I'm holding out the sweater vest to lose?
Okay. I feel like I've heard blethering before.
Wow.
Imbibing?
Imbibing?
Imbibing. I never, ever heard that. And Ellard sounds like just an old ale or something like that. Some shit that they drank in medieval times that I have and would never drink.
Oh, you're in trouble.
So I'm going to go with imbibing. Imbibing. Imbibing.
Imbibing. Okay.
Okay. Now I flip it over. She's going to tell me. Use the fake word you have just chosen correctly in your own sentence. Okay. Mm. So they use it like at midnight while imbibing. On a glass of Ellard. Listening for the sound at midnight while imbibing. Me and the homies had a long week at work. working double shifts all week. Yep. So when we were finally off, we went to the local bar for some major imbibing.
That is correct, and that is the correct use of the real word.
Oh shit, that's a real word?
A real word.
So what's the fake one, Ellard?
Yep.
Trust your first gut. To hear me, you got guts for a reason. You're supposed to trust it. You're supposed to trust it.
My gut said all the words were fake. I can't listen to this nigga, especially when he's hungry. He can tell me anything. Just kill everybody and go get something to eat. Hey, these are our friends. Fuck them. Okay, you know what? You need a nap.
So imbibing is a word.
Mm-hmm. Imbibing is a word. Ellard is not a word.
And Ellard is not a word.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
Wow. Man.
Have credit.
And it's your favorite?
It's not my favorite show.
Oh, okay. Because
it is not my favorite show.
Man. All right, it's on me.
There's no need to bring that up, though.
You said it.
I did not say it was my favorite show. Say all right. I lose a lot on this show. That's how you know it's real. As much as I lose, you can never say, oh, that show is rigged. They let Tahir win. Nigga, how? I'm looking at the camera saying, help me.
I ain't letting him do him. All right.
This is Bernie Mac. He's
just. Spot the motherfucking fake.
I think I'm probably going to read this. Come on, let's do it. Let's see if he can do it. Because I've never heard him do anything other than the normal stuff. So let's see what he.
All right, motherfucker. One of the words in this sentence is not a real English word. The rest are. Which one is the motherfucking fake? It is a Christmas tradition to sit around the. Whew, oh, Lord. This motherfucking word busting my head to the white meat. Ooh. It is a Christmas tradition to sit around the creche.
Correct.
I'll let you, boy. Drink some glowing.
Luwein.
Drink what?
Luwein.
Drink some Luwein.
It's hard to stay in that character with.
And Rex Tonin, the baby messiah. And one of these motherfuckers ain't real. It's a Christmas tradition to sit around the creche drinking Glühwein and Rex Toning the baby messiah. What?
Mm-hmm. Take that in, baby boy.
Creche is the fake word.
Okay, flip it over.
Flip it over. Use the fake word you have just chosen correctly in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Of your own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so I was at a bar and I seen a girl that I liked and I've been looking for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time she got there, I was real drunk and I wanted to admit to her how I felt about her. So I said, baby, I got a crush on you.
You used it as a noun. It is the nativity. It is a real word. So you picked the wrong fake word. Although I'll give you half credit for using it correctly as a noun.
Come on now, holla at your boy.
The fake word is rextoning.
Rextoning?
Mm-hmm.
Use it in a sentence.
I just did. I made this sentence.
I was testing her. I don't trust my. I got trust. I told y'all. I'm trusting her. I'm trying to find out some shit. All right, and Glühwein is a word? Glühwein?
Glühwein.
Oof. Well, that's the problem. That's the problem right there, Glühwein.
It's mulled wine. It's a German spiced mulled wine.
Mulled?
Mulled, like warmed and added with spices.
Mm. I can't even lie, that sounds
like I thought like you let something mold and then you turn it into a wine. I was like, this like is cheese. I can't do that.
It's a good cheese vine.
Okay.
German wine might have you ask quick.
How many free trial subscriptions end up costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars, after you forget to cancel? Fight back against scammy subscriptions with Truebill. Is your ex still using your Netflix with his new girlfriend? That's what one woman found out after she downloaded Truebill. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't want, use, or you simply forgot about. On average, people save $720 a year with Truebill. Companies make subscriptions hard to cancel on purpose so that you don't cancel them and you keep paying. Now, if you only pay $5 or $10 a month, you probably won't notice, but that adds up over the course of a year. Truebill makes things incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel the subscriptions you don't want with just one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there to help you cancel your subscriptions, so you don't have to. I have so many apps on my Apple TV, and half of them I don't use regularly. Thanks to Truebill, I can stop paying those bills. Truebill has over 2 million users, and combined, it has helped them save over $100 million. Like Jennifer B., who says, "With your help, our family has saved over $500 a year on unnecessary subscriptions." Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/wording. Go right now. Truebill.com/wording. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/wording.
Doctor, doctor.
Give me the news. I gotta...
Sorry. Pronounce this professional title. Shit. R-O-E-N-T... G-E-N-O-L-O-G-I-S-T.
There is no way these are real words.
Rheumatologist.
He's 100% going in the wrong direction, but he getting there.
So you got to come the back way because it's less light. So you go the back way. Here we go. Roentgenologist. Roentgenologist. Roentgenologist.
No. Roentgenologist or roentgenologist. The O is silent.
Why is he there?
That whole word is silent if you ask me.
Is this a nigga taking up space? Not doing this. He's not pulling. This is the nigga in the group project that don't do no work but is there to get the fucking A at the
end. What he doing as soon as he show? Put his head down on the desk.
Why are you here, bro?
Are we done? Okay, what'd I get? That's what that was.
Ooh! I'm making me so angry. What is it?
Wrenchinologist.
A wrenchinologist is a doctor of what? A.
Wrenches.
It's not even spelled like wrenches. R-O-E-N-T.
A doctor of wrenches is nothing but a mechanic. Y'all going too hard in here. Don't overthink this. Maya, it's a mechanic. Just say mechanic.
A, fabric dyeing. B, x-rays. C, land surveying. C, land surveying.
No.
Fuck!
It's x-rays.
God dang it! This episode is not holy or cheerful or gleeful at all, man. This is the bullshit.
This is wording is impossible. That's what this is. This is wording is impossible.
Why is he doing this? I'm putting cold in stockings of all you bitches. Cold program.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. All right.
Listen, this water. Is this eggnog? Is this water nog or something? Because I am fried.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did? I'm fried off your words because I'm killing mine.
All right.
I ain't bragging, I'm just stating facts, you know what I'm saying? I'm a factual person, you know what I'm saying?
Factually, it's your turn.
Oh, okay, shit. All right, I'm supposed to start right here?
Yeah, you start from the first word.
Okay.
Reading is hard as well.
You know what I'm saying? Reading is your friend. Pronounce this professional title, a semiologist.
Spell it first. Give it to the people that are listening.
Well, it said pronounce. So I'll spell it S-E-M-I-O-L-O-G-I-S-T, a semiologist.
That is correct. I would have also taken semiologist.
Okay. She's going to take what I'm going to give her. I don't know what she's going to take. All right, semiologist or semiologist. And see, a semiologist is a doctor of what? Halves? Fuck. I've ever seen it like that. You know what I'm saying? We call it halvesies or something, but just halves like that? you know, whatever, sign language, or earthquakes. A semiologist is a doctor of what? Have, sign language, earthquakes.
Now, let me tell you something. Before you go, if you don't get this answer right, I'm going to judge our friendship on another level.
Okay.
Okay? I just want to throw that out
there. All right.
No pressure.
Coming from the guy.
Hold on now. Don't do that. Just stay focused on what you got going on.
Didn't even know my name.
Worry about yourself.
So.
Worry about yourself. What you doing?
It sounds like our friendship. This sounds like a sign.
Wow.
This language is a sign that our friendship is probably halves right now.
All right. Okay.
And on the rocks. Yeah. But a semiologist, I'm going to say earthquake.
That is incorrect.
What?
Wow. I was with you on that one because I thought seismograph.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Like
earthquake.
But I guess there's seismic and there's sign. Okay.
Dang.
Sign language.
It's sign language? Mm-hmm. She threw you for a loop on that one. They really fucked you on
it's
that
It's because
one.
She lying. this is lying. This ain't sign language. This is lying language is what it is.
You're on fire today, Donald George.
No, my on fire with all this lying she doing.
Hey, I see that's hell. Hell,
shit.
And it's Christmas. Huh? Is this Archangel? Archangel? All right, here it is. Spell the word that Maya gives you.
To hear.
Yes.
Your word.
Oh, shit. It's ready. I had that one.
Your word is luminaria.
Pass.
There's no passing to hear.
Luminaria. L-U-M-I-N. N. Okay, L-U-M-I-N.
Oh, boy. You got to carry the two on this one. This is math. This is some hard math right here.
And
luminaria?
A-R-E-Y?
Sorry to hear. It is an I-A. L-U-M-I-N-A-R-I-A. Luminaria.
That makes so much sense. I said R-E-Y like Ray instead of IA, which would have just been that, but I was like, it can't be that. There's no way it would be that easy.
Mm.
I always talk myself out of the wins, man. Fudge.
Got a bet on yourself. Fudge?
I feel like I hit my fuck counter for the
Oh, because fudge?
It's Christmas.
Even see, he said fudge. That's how he said it. I should have trusted myself. I should have trusted myself. Fudge. Man.
Why'd you make me sound like a keyboard?
That's what you did.
Use this sentence to help you find the definition. We decorated the outside with a row of luminaries for the occasion. Lights. Christmas lights. Festive lights.
I'm going to give you that because it is candles inside of a paper bag.
Oh, it's specific.
Specifically for Christmas.
Okay. Let's go
ahead
and get down.
Luminaria sounds like the lit area. Like, this is the luminaria. Like, that ain't my word. Oh, I'm out of, okay. Oh, yeah. Also, spell the word that Maya gives you.
Donald, your word is myrrh.
Myrrh.
Oh, shit.
Are you going to finish the word?
It's myrrh.
Yeah, myrrh what?
Let me tell you something. If you get this wrong, your brother, the deacon, is going to feel some type of way.
He's like murmur. That's not myrrh.
Mm-hmm.
One of the gifts to the baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Myrrh.
Mm-hmm. Like myrrh Christmas.
Gotta get up on my Bible, huh?
Myrrh Christmas.
Oh, myrrh like that?
Myrrh Christmas.
It's not like that. Don't listen to Tahir.
Oh, okay. Damn. I was ready for that one. I was probably gonna spell that wrong too.
America.
Same myrrh. Way.
Myrrh Christmas and myrrh.
M-I-R?
No.
I
can't give it to you again. You've already guessed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you put it out there.
She really might be my teacher because she was mean just like that. She filled the fuck out of me ASAP. And I heard her writing too. She took joy in it like, no.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I got to
flip it over.
It's spelled M-Y-R-R-H.
Oh, you would never got that.
Oh, yeah, right.
You would never got that.
Yeah, right.
So don't even feel bad about that one, because you would never.
M-Y-R-R-H. Mm-hmm. Two R's for no reason.
And a Y right there.
And a Y.
Why not a U? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we say it.
And y'all gave that to a baby. Nah, I ain't going.
Bet a five.
You bet the five on that. And I got to flip this over?
Mm-hmm.
Use the sentence to figure out the definition. We used up all the gold and frankincense. All we got left is this myrrh.
That's an old-ass sentence. You understand me? You would be hard-pressed to go out in the world and find frankincense and myrrh right now. I double down, dare you.
Gold, that's for the tabletop. You can place that. That's for the frankincense. That's going to smoke. You're going to smoke that.
Uh-huh.
You gonna smoke the frankincense. And all we got is this myrrh. And for the baby, it's for a baby. How old was Jesus when he got this? Because you know you get gifts based on age. He was just born?
Yeah. Three wise men came. I was like, oh, Jesus born? We go ahead and take this myrrh over here.
Three wise men was born to, so they was probably the uncles, and uncles give out bad gifts. I'm an uncle, I give out terrible gifts. All we got left is this myrrh. All they got left, so whatever it was, they didn't care about it. It was a throwaway.
Mm-hmm.
Like some hand-me-down clothes. Maybe some hand-me-down clothes. Is myrrh clothing?
No.
I walked that down, too. I showed my work in everything.
You did. That's all right.
What is
it? It's a resin. It comes from tree bark, and is used as an incense.
Oh, the Abies tree.
They brought him some frankincense, some gold, and some...
For a baby.
Nag Champa? Nag Champa? Nag Champa? Blue box of incense. Hey, so when he started shitting, y'all ain't changing diapers. He's lying right. Like this Nag Champa.
Right.
All right, bonus round.
Tree
ready
bark?
For this?
Bought the baby some tree bark.
This is bonus round. We both have a card that we're going to pull. It's just two cards, so I'll let you pull first, and then I'll actually go first. And then we just follow the instructions that the card gives us. So when you pull first, just keep the card face down the way you pulled it. Just set it on your table, and I'll go first.
Okay.
All right, so you can
see what I do. My pull game pretty strong.
All right. And here we go. Now, these are usually timed. So Maya's going to keep the time, and then she's going to let us know if we get right. Okay, here we go.
I'll just make it clear that you have 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't time.
Now, if you say it correctly while still saying it quickly, and you go over 10 seconds, I'll give you half credit.
Bet it.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. Read this famous quote with no mistakes. You have 10 seconds. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brain for a long winter's nap.
Okay, you went over, but you said
it
correctly.
Somebody can't count around here. Boy,
I was judging. I could do this in 10 seconds.
You could have if you know.
You cannot do this in 10 seconds.
Does he want to bet the five?
Bet the five right now, Donald George. Before you do yours, read that in 10 seconds.
All right.
Maya, can you time this? 3, 2, 1.
Twas the night before Christmas. I ain't got it. You know what's crazy? I know it, and I don't even have to use that, and I can't do it. I got asthma, man. I can't.
We ain't got nothing.
I got to breathe, player. I got asthma. What's wrong with you?
Go on with your little fuck-ass card.
All right. Read this famous quote with Mo. Golly, with no mistakes, you have 10 seconds. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Okay, well, let's go.
Sweater?
Let's go.
Sweater weather.
Boom.
All right, boom. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled with stockings, then turned with a jerk. He landed his finger aside of his nose, giving up a nod to chemistry. In the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew, like the down of a thistle. How do I know that word? But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight. Happy Christmas to all and to all a good night. Clement Clark Moore.
I admire that you finished it even though you had already messed up.
Well, you know, I'm not a quitter.
You see things through.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so...
it's the army in you.
I say whoa. And Clement Clark Moore, is that the person who wrote this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you didn't have to read that part.
It's something about the Moors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Full of shit.
Oh, wow. Not that bitch. Well,
yep.
That is the entire game, Donald George. And now Maya is calculating the scores, and she's going to tell us who won.
Be nice to him, Maya. Be nice to him. You seem kind. You were mean to me, but yeah, I see why. So, yeah.
Maya will be looking like.
Donald has won by... just one half a point, 50-40.
No.
Congratulations.
No L's. I take no L's.
I was on that ass, boy. I was on that ass. You understand me?
Only one thing allowed on my ass. That's a wedgie.
hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is a Christmas episode of Word is Harder. Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Fantastic rest of the holidays. I want to thank my guest, Donald George, for coming on.
Appreciate
pulling up with us, having a great time.
Absolutely.
Beating me. Okay, I can take that. These words were trash today. Anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here? Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.